Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin.
You got the buzz, how you like me now? Go deep when I smile, try to take it. Hey.
Throwback Thursday. Yes. That was Master P, Hootie Who. And you know, we back at it. It's Thursday. Grown up hip hop. We in the building. I'm glad to be back. It's your girl, Trinae. And it's not only me on this panel, because I'm surrounded by the most best of the best. I'ma introduce them. You know them. You follow them on Instagram and Twitter.
I hope
so. My boy El Nino.
What up, y'all?
You can catch me on the Weather Channel on the Doppler 7000. It's your boy Nino, guys. You can catch me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. What's up?
Now, how do I even follow up with that? I'm Desiree Murphy, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at dmurph625.
Hootie-hoo, I'm Howard. I'm Howard III. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III.
Yes, you can, Howard III.
Hey. This song, you know what? The episode, the title of this episode is Master Player, and now I know why. Man, I used to have the biggest crush on Master P back in the day.
Did you?
He was really, well, Silk the Shocker. They were all cute. They were all, you know, leading the crew, and now it seems like Master P wants his son to lead the crew as
Master
well.
Master P's tired, y'all.
He's like, he got that big money. Okay. Let me get my son to get up on it.
Speaking of crushes, how about his crush that we found out in the episode?
Yeah.
Was Pep herself.
I know. Right? We're definitely going to get to that because we're going to talk about that. But no more Little Romeo. Mm-hmm. Daddy P. That's what we're going to call him. Sat in the chair. You know, he's got his empire chair, and he's all like, you know, you the king of this empire. You heard me?
You're the king.
You got to get out there.
It's always like a lesson learned when, Daddy P's in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
All the time in Rome, just like,
that's true.
Okay. Waiting. Okay.
Yes.
Did anybody else catch his big little ring? His pinky ring, Master P?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Huge.
Yeah. Definitely.
Just got for the pinky ring.
The fangs, the silver, the bling bling. And you know, Master P is like, you got this. Like, you gonna do it. And Rome, soon as he hears that, he's like, let me get in the director's seat and let me get down to the music videos, guerrilla style. So Rome, being Rome that he is, being the player that he is, we see him just in a different light. And I'm just like, damn, this is really crazy.
It's happening, you mean? Like the torch is being passed on?
Yeah.
Like, this is like a real empire story.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Right? But I mean, like, he who else is next in line? It's definitely him. And I think he has the right mindset, especially in this episode. I was a little nervous when he was like, I'm passing the torch to you.
Same, yeah.
I mean? But when we kind of saw it and he talks to Egypt later on, we'll get to that. I think he actually knows what he might be doing, minus the whole, player situation that went on.
Right. And so he's.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Besides, you know, we all in L.A. They're all in L.A. in this episode. Yeah. So
what's cold?
He's like, it's hot out here, trying to get the party started. He calls up his bestie, Angela. And he's like, come through, what you wearing?
What?
What you wearing? And he's all flirting with her. And he's like, I may need you to twerk.
And she's
video.
Like, nah, I'm not about that.
She was not for it. She was like, boy. And that right there just kind of shows how immature he is, like, when it comes to them.
I'm saying, I mean, the whole, okay, CEO, mm-hmm. CEO Rome, mm-hmm. and then, you know, player Rome.
Yeah.
I don't think he's found the middle
I agree. I was just going to say that. Like, he doesn't have a great balance on, like, this is a professional setting, and this is, like,
right.
fun.
Right.
You know? Exactly. Like, you don't just call up your girl and ask her to twerk.
Yeah. And we see, you know, how the player side come out. You know, he invites Angela over, mm-hmm. sees Angela, and he's all like, damn, Angela looking like a little video vixen. Mm-hmm. You know, she was uh-huh. looking cute. She had her glasses on and her little romper on.
I was a big fan of those like purple heels she mm-hmm. was wearing.
She was looking really cute.
Let me know where you got those, girl.
Yeah, she was looking really cute and she was really trying to get his attention the whole time. The photo booth. You know, the party mm-hmm. was really cute. I mean, mm-hmm. it wasn't no food or anything like that. You know, usually you need to
yeah, it was like, where's the finger food?
Exactly. The finger food, something.
I need something. Because they looked like they were drinking a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like,
they're a little loosey-goosey, like, mm-hmm, like just sure. in some of those scenes, I'm like, your eyes look a little glassy.
Right.
I don't know, is that me, or is this just like...
Loose. So, yeah, Angela, you know, she sees the photo booth, and she's like, oh, this is a good idea. She started taking pictures, mm-hmm. and then immediately when she sees Rome take pictures with, like, these other females, and I guess he's being more animated for the photo, mm-hmm. she's like, you didn't do that for me. He was like, why are you acting like a crybaby? And that's when she was yes. just
I mean,
totally
she was
off.
A little bit acting like a crybaby over there. Just, Rome, like, come on, you didn't do that for me.
Man.
For me.
He went in on her voice.
Like, why would you?
Like, she was, yeah.
So I know that we have, like, this one fan that's standing up for Angela, and she's like, we need you to have Angela on the show so she can tell
true.
Her side of the story.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, come on now. Like, that moment in time, like, that was
yeah.
just like...
It was a bad look.
Yeah,
it was a bad look.
Like, girl, you need to be a little bit more aggressive.
Mm, yeah.
You know, if you want this guy to, like, see that you like him, then
right.
get up in there mm-hmm. and slide through.
Because there's a whole bunch of thirsty girls
there
at this
was.
Party.
We mm-hmm. saw yeah. them. Clearly, one okay. of the girls started, like, making her butt jiggle.
No,
yeah,
somebody grabbed her butt.
These are all, like, extras, mind
was
you.
Like,
right.
like, come on, Angela, you're better than this.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Right? I was like, you got way, like, you're way up.
Yeah,
like,
right.
yeah. you know, you bless, go.
Yeah. 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 Walk through there. And be like, yo, Rome, I need to talk to you real mm-hmm. quick.
Like that?
Slide through.
Oh.
Get a little aggressive, you know, but she yeah. was really shy. And she's like, I'm clearly not here. Like, I don't exist. You know, I kind of felt where she was coming from.
Yeah.
When you're at parties and you want a guy you like to mm-hmm. notice you, but it's all these little breezy, fine wine breezies walking around. And you don't know what to do. You don't want to be too forward. You don't want to be too, like, you know, not noticeable. But
right.
in
That's
this
true.
Moment, he didn't notice her at all.
No. She needed to hop out Yo Gotti's DM. Hop in his.
Yes. Hop in his. Mm-hmm. Like, she should have been. But Christinia noticed that, because Angela, she went from 0 to 100.
Yeah.
She was like, no, I'm not for it. Like, I'm out of here. Like, I thought she was going to, like, cry or
I
something.
I did, yeah.
She got mad so quickly. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. I think I asked you guys, like, wait, what happened? Yeah. Where did this
right.
come from?
And Christinia, you know, being sweet and... lit, you know. She's like, no, don't go. Like, you know, trying to get her not to go. And she's like, please, like, don't go. I'm going to go talk to him. And, like, she picked the wrong thing. At the wrong, like, the wrong, being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. That's, or maybe the right place at the right time.
Because Romeo spotted her and was like, he was right by the little white, one of those white
Rolls Royce.
Yeah, he was leaning up against that, getting ready to record a scene for his music video. Mm-hmm. And he's like, come here. Like, and she's like, hey. Hey. She was getting it. You know, little, she was, you know, she was looking good. She was mouthing the words off.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was funny. She saw an opportunity, though, and she's in this market for, like, a label right now.
Right.
So I totally get it. I'm pretty sure she was going to talk to him afterwards. You know what I mean? Yeah. But she really got into it. She was, like, into it.
She was getting it. I know.
Poor
Angela was like, what the?
What? Now, that was the wrong place. When Angela walked in, she was just like, eh? And it was like, just like tiger eye real quick.
Yeah.
Like, are you going for my man? And I mean, and it doesn't help that Joanne, her assistant.
And she's like, oh. Yeah. Like, she's the type of friend that just really, like, sets fire to
that
a
girl
female.
Keeps putting stuff in her head and pissing me off.
Right.
Speak on it because you wanted to throw your pen at the screen.
So angry because I'm like, let Angela think for herself. Like, she's just constantly feeding stuff in her head, and I'm like, this isn't true. Like, I hope someone else is giving you some advice because this is bad. Right. Bad advice.
Bad advice from T. She probably.
And Howard the Third tried to look her up on Instagram and we had no luck.
So. No luck. She has no luck. Trying to stalk her. Like, girl, what's going on
with
you?
She had a comment. Hey, get off the screen.
She's an extra, a hired extra.
Yeah.
No, she's, you know, she'd be that type of friend that'd be like, girl, yeah, girl. Drive up to his house. Go to his mansion. Sneak, like,
just you drunk, text him.
Right, like, that
advice.
Kind of
you gotta be careful when you get this advice.
Yeah.
From your friends.
Yeah.
Your friends.
Yeah, well, Christy Mia definitely was still feeling herself because immediately she's like, no, like, don't go, girl. Like, after the video, after our little scene, she's like, girl, get over here. Client. The party ain't over yet.
It can't. And then
the party ain't over yet.
She goes up to Rome, though.
Right.
And she was just like, y'all have a weird relationship.
Right, yeah.
And I'm just like, that does not seem like you right now, because usually we see her a lot more calm, cool, collective. Mm. But we saw a lot more quirky of a side from her.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. Then she was just a little bit lit at that moment in time.
I like lit.
Exactly.
You know, Angela was just, so over it. And, you know, that's when we see Joanna. It was like, girl, you know, feeding all this stuff to her. Fast forward to that. Mm-hmm. Christy Mia has a performance at the HTK fashion show.
Shout out
Home
to
of the
HT.
Kings.
Hometown Kings.
Hometown Kings. My bad, bro.
God, get it right.
Shout out. That's my homie Christian.
Hometown Kings.
And HTK was featured in this episode, Hometown Kings. They shot it at Neo 39 over in downtown Pasadena. So shout out to Neo 39. I mean, like, Don Benjamin. This is when Don Benjamin comes in, because I know we want to talk about this, because you ladies.
I'll talk about him all day.
See?
He's a cutie, you know. Immediately, he slid through, saw Angela. We find out he had his eye on her since the
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Black. No, not 50 Shades of Black. 50 Shades of Bay campaign that the actor was doing. So they were both in it, and you know, he said he heard a lot about her, but he sees her at the event. He's like, wow, like, this is, like, perfect timing. He's staring at her and her eyes. She can't resist those eyes.
She was just like, well, I mean,
she got all tongue-tied. The eyes are just too much. I was fooling her on that part, because sometimes it is like that. When you're just, like
super strong.
You just take it back, like, hold up, give me a minute.
Yeah.
Let me breathe.
If you follow him on Instagram, you'll understand.
Right.
America's
Those Next eyes. Top Model. He was on there. He's a singer, rapper. He does it all. And he really was like, he went for it. He asked her on a date, and I was kind of proud of Angela.
Me too.
Opening up.
Yeah, she did it. She was like, well, Rome just played me.
Yeah.
So, or she thought he played. I don't know what was going on through her mind, but,
right.
but she gave it a chance
He's
at least.
He's like, I'll think about it. And she was, you know, a little playful. Right. It's now, okay, guys, she's not awkward. I get it. It's just her personality. She's like, you know, she plays that role, or that's just her personality. She's quirky. See, she's like,
I like the quirky Angela though. That's my thing. Yeah. Like, I liked her from Run's House and her quirkiness. I was always like, that's really cute.
Yeah,
like when you could be that kind of quirky kind of girl or whatnot.
Right.
I like when the quirky comes out of her versus the whole I go crazy real quick because you're not speaking.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then Chrissy Mia walks through, and she must be lit again because she was like, girl, talk to him, like with Dom Benjamin. And you notice Dom Benjamin was like, everything. Okay, this is, it was so funny to watch because, like, usually females will do this. Like, if they see a cute guy with his group of friends, they'll, like, walk by to be noticed. But it was funny seeing a guy do it.
When he came back again?
Yeah, when he was like,
okay.
Breaking his neck. And Christine is like, girl, you better go get it. You better go.
Right.
Get on it.
Maybe this is that side that we just haven't seen until this last two episodes.
That's true.
I like this side of Christine.
Oh, good.
I did too.
Yeah, me too. And I'm like, okay, we need to see you at a club, Christine.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like, she was like, he's really nice to look at. Girl. And then Joanna and Angela was looking at each other, and they was looking at each other like, bish, you know. She tried to get with Romeo, like, it's like, wait till we get to the car. Like,
they definitely gave that shade look. Oh my, you know, when you have your two best friends and both of y'all know what's going on, y'all look at each other like,
yeah.
Now she want me to be with Dom.
Right.
Knowing she was trying to get Romeo 2 days ago. We see you.
Right. Like,
is that Joanna over there?
That's me.
Is that Joanna over there?
You see Angie? She want our man.
Like, girl, don't think. So, yeah, so, you know, Angela considers a date, and they go to on a date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know she was vegetarian, did y'all?
Yeah.
No. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's been a vegetarian for a minute.
It was an Asian place. She couldn't eat fish,
Felipe Chow.
Something like that, yeah.
So he took her up there, and, you know, he probably thought he was doing something, you know, with his eyes. Like, I think he probably thinks he could, like, blind girls, like, with his eyes. Like, if they look at the eyes, they'd be like,
I mean,
never.
He came up to both of y'all and he just stared at you and smiled.
Right.
What would you do?
Well, I've had an interview with him before. She did too.
And I was just like,
chill,
let me keep a straight face.
You was catching the ghost over there.
Like, just,
hold up, wait a minute. You a little
damn. I was like,
you okay?
Hold on, let me get up with this one.
Okay. Somebody fan me off. Fan me off.
You both
now.
Are red right now.
Okay,
I'm getting hot in here.
Well, Don Benjamin. If you're here next week in NoHo, exactly. Come visit us at the studio.
Come visit.
I mean,
you said you lived in the valley. You might as well come.
Might as well.
True.
I'm contacting him.
Might as well. Because
wait, Don Benjamin?
Yes.
The model?
Yes.
No, yeah, he's been after Buzz before.
Well, Don, here we go. Come back.
We need your insight.
Yeah.
What's going on in your head?
But what I was going to say is, like, at the restaurant when they were actually eating, I'm like, he seems like a nice guy, but he also seemed very shy, which I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. Yeah. He,
like, I feel like he didn't really know how to hold the conversation
with her. Because it was really, like, he said the wrong thing. He's like, you know, like, I heard a lot about you. First of all, you don't say that. When
like,
you,
basically, I stalked you.
Right. Like, I heard a lot about you. Like,
okay, guys. I mean, he may be like a pretty man, but guys get scared too, especially with intimidated girls like Angela Simmons. Or, you know what I mean?
Intimidating the hell out of me.
Like, I would have been like, well, you know.
Loved it.
Like, you know, when I was 22, I didn't have an empire yet. I'm working on it. Yeah. I'm working on it.
Yeah, no, she was a bit sassy on the day, but I can see why, because he held the nerve to be like, so you don't eat meat and you don't have sex, when she revealed she was a virgin. And that kind of is why is that important on the first date anyway? Like, the way he said it was like, okay, so I don't do both, so what now? Kind of thing. She was like, I took out time out of my day. Like, she...
See, that's why I would be scared.
She was super turned off.
But I'm mad that she was just like, well, I can't really eat much here because I could only eat, like, brown rice and broccoli. I'm like, it's an Asian restaurant. There's shrimp. There's, like, squid. There's fish.
Yeah.
There's everything.
Yeah.
You can have something. If you're a pescatarian, maybe.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not vegan.
She probably is being difficult. Like, first, you pick a Chinese restaurant, knowing damn well I'm vegetarian. Didn't even ask if I was vegetarian. Had the nerve. The likelihood of you. But, yeah, no. Just, like, get it together. Like,
you're going to
go on a date with me? You need to ask my favorite food, what I don't like, my allergies.
Oh, yo, roll my sign you to no limit. Be careful now.
Yeah, oh, no.
Be careful
and
now.
Speaking of that, he's getting his little empire thing on. He's wearing the hat, and Peppa comes through.
Peppa just keep popping up like that. She just be popping. Hey, you know.
She got a pep in her step. She ready.
She does. That's right.
I mean, yeah. Egypt's trying to get ready too. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah, no, trying to get ready. She's like that. She came in looking like a fine glass of wine. Like, Peppa. Peppa. She just, like, something about
so
her.
So done,
you know,
up.
Everybody's like, damn.
She has a look about her where it's just like, you always know that she's going to be like the life of the party kind of situation.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not even a look, it's her personality. When she gets in there, you're like, okay, Peppa's here. Like, who's going to pop into the bottle? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Type of situation. I mean, and they speak of her so highly, and they should. She's, you know, her, you know, Salt and Pepper are legends or whatnot. But she does speak of her daughter pretty highly as well, too.
Yeah.
And it might be blinders to the fact that her daughter, she needs some work. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So new artists, you know what I mean? And people work so hard to get into this industry, especially in music.
Right.
Right.
That they work forever working with, you know, people before they even reach a label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, pretty much, like, Romeo was in the studio with her, and he was like, damn, like, it was kind of like, you know, I don't know if you guys know, but, like, some people have, like, those hot aunts everybody likes. Like, it was kind of like that moment. It was kind of a MILF moment for me. He was like, damn, like, he hugged her, you know, he had a little crush on her.
Yeah.
And then he tells her, you know, go talk to my pops, like, mm-hmm. for sure, like, mm-hmm. Egypt can come and sing for both of us kind of deal. So Pep steps in to Master P's office time, and he's like acting like a little high school boy.
He was excited too.
Yeah. I know. It reminded me of, like, back when he was younger. Like, he looked really young right there. Like, just him saying, like, you know, me and my brother used to have a crush on you back then.
We had to pick a girl. Country boy.
And I picked you.
Yeah. And I picked you. And speaking of that, you know, women he's picked, we gonna get over the news because it's like,
let's
really
get into
hot
that.
Crazy right now.
Let's get into that.
Man, this is crazy. So, back in 1989, Master P decided to marry his wife, who he's just now getting a divorce with, Sonya C, and it's just getting really messy. It's getting messier. Right now, she is asking for more money. He decided he was going to give her $20,000
a month.
$8,000 to find a new place to live, and then she was like, I need $20,000 to get a better crib.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonya Miller, she's pretty much, according to TMZ, bleeding him dry with $10,000 a month in child support and more than $16,000 a month in spousal support.
So it's $36,000 a month that
in
goes
total.
Towards her.
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, insane. I know she's been living this crazy lifestyle for a while now, or not 20 years, and I'm pretty sure, I think she's entitled to a lot of that, a chunk of that money, because they've been together for 20 years.
Right, and she says she needs a new place because she's alienated her landlord with loud parties and rude and vulgar conduct.
Where is she living, though? Because she's getting... That's a lot of money.
Where is she living? Like, I need a new crib as well, so...
Like, so, wrapping up the news, you know, we're gonna see what the outcome is gonna be on this. my people out there. What do you guys think about this?
That's crazy. I don't
leave
know.
A one if you think she's gold digger.
Is this aim?
Leave a one in the comments below if you agree that this is a gold digger situation.
Percent SS.
I don't know about gold digger.
I don't think it's a gold digger situation.
She worked hard for that money and she supported all them kids they had and she looked after them. She needs something. And he's worth $200 million.
Right.
Yeah. I think she definitely deserves a good chunk of the money. But if you think about it, though, $36,000 already a month is pretty... come on. That's like an average person's like salary. You know what I mean?
And sure. The kids, they're like not hella young. It's not like they're like 6, 7 years old. They're preteens.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Romeo's 26. And
is your relationship with the kids and the mom okay? Like, do you guys know if, like, Rome and his mom talk? Like,
no. I heard in an interview when he sat down with a Breakfast Club, he said he hasn't talked to his mom in a while. Like, you know, he really loves his mom, but just a lot of things happened. He just said he feels like L.A. ruined his family. He says because, like, it just, you know, the lifestyle, keeping up with the lifestyle. And that's probably what happened because... Master P, in an interview with the Breakfast Club as well, he was saying he, whenever, you know, he was out getting the bread and, like, hustling and things like that and really working hard for no limit, his wife would just be at home smoking hella weed. So it's kind of like...
saying that,
always two sides to the story, so we don't know.
Poor Romeo, he's being, you know, pulled both sides left and right, and he's out here trying to hold down an empire.
Right.
Pretty much, and we see him... holding it down even more after Master P is like, no, like,
Peppa was really trying to, because, okay, see, Peppa got in there to soften up Master P to be like, well, you know, I'm here now, blah, 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 blah. Here's my daughter. Where's the pen? And she was really trying to do that when she found out that Rome was the man in charge at the moment. I think her whole plan kind of just like... backfired real quick.
And honestly, I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, he's either gonna go one way or the other, because like being in that room, you could feel how awkward it was just watching from TV, like how it's like, okay, he's listening to her sing and then he's gotta like make a decision right there in front of her mom, who's like good friends with her dad. But I was very impressed with how he handled it. I thought his advice was fabulous. Major props.
I mean, when she was in the room with Master P, Egypt was waiting outside. That was a, you know, that was cool because, like, what if she would have been in there? She could have got discouraged. But, you know, she finally sang it from in front of Rome, and it didn't go as planned. You could tell she was really nervous. Especially when he was giving her the critique. She was fidgeting or, like, you know. And he was just like, she needs more time. And Mama Pep was like, no. My baby is ready. We got this and that. Like, don't tell me.
That's so hard, though, because it's your daughter, and you want see the good life. You know what I mean? Forever my parents will tell me, you know what I mean? Like you're going to be number one forever. You know what I mean? It's always going to be like that. But I really like what you said, how Rome kind of just, like, was like, give her, like, maybe 2 more years. She's 17 now, right? So, in that market, it's tough to make that transition. I think we talked about this before, from, like, a younger demo to, you know, a more, like, older, even sexier demo. If she wants to go in, like that R&B, even pop, you know what I mean? That demo is going to be... it's going to be hard to reach that age. That's why a lot of people don't sign younger female artists anymore.
I mean, because she needs that experience. I mean, the youngest female artists back in the 90s and stuff, I mean, you got Aaliyah. She was pretty young when she got into the game, 15. But it was a lot of things that was going on with her. You know, her supposedly marrying R. Kelly. Just all types of things that Pep is probably trying to avoid with her daughter. Because even Destiny's Child, they were pretty young when they started getting in the game.
Were like 13, 14 when they were first starting out. And they went through multiple labels as well, too.
They was being managed by the parent. I mean, the dad. So maybe she possibly could get managed by her mom. I mean, I don't know how she would feel about that, because her mom kind of, like, wants her to be, like...
a certain way.
This way or that way.
I'm very curious, like, watching this. Like, you know, we've seen her perform that one show with Pep on stage, but it's, like, we didn't really hear too much of the backstory. Like, how much has she been working on this music?
Right.
Is this, like, a brand new thing? Which it seems like it is. And in it's that case, it's new, like, you know, I feel like she definitely needs to work on her confidence and perform in some shows. Because it seems very new from what we've seen. Right, and I'm just, like, curious, like, why all of a sudden it was from, like, zero to, like, 100.
Right. They really need some, like, good artist development. And we see that. Like, there are, like, there are artist development groups out there.
Yeah.
That work with kids from when they're younger to present them to a label, like, 6 years later. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, it's super tough. And plus, but it's the digital age now, obviously, and you can put something on YouTube and gain more fans, and all of a sudden you have this great EPK, you know what I mean, that you can present to these labels because, like, okay, I have over 100,000 Twitter and, you know, YouTube followers. I built this all on my own.
So maybe she just needs to do a little polishing and get her followers up. Take a few classes, like, she wants to be an actress too, take some improv classes, you know, shop around a little bit more. Speaking of shopping around, Christina is doing more shopping when it comes to the music label, so Romeo is like, after she she dropped, not dropped it low, but after she did her thing,
she dropped it, broke it down.
She broke it down in my video, you know, I had to bring Lil Breezy over and have her sit through, you know. He was
Joanne, like, Romeo's over here.
You know, when she watches. But no, Romeo was like, you know, trying to get her to be the first female artist on the No Limit roster.
Who's on No Limit?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That's a big question on Twitter. Yeah.
Is it?
Who's, I know. I'm hoping after the show, like, Romeo, please release, like, a roster or something.
Right.
Because, like, all your fans definitely want to know. I mean, we were looking on Twitter right before we went on air, and that was the main question. Like, who's on No Limit? What's the deal? So, hopefully we'll get some answers.
Trinae, when do you find out if you're signed?
You know, I got to ask my manager, pretty much. Yeah, I'm pretty much in there.
Your assistant, Joanna.
I got, like, a better, you know, chance than Christina, so she no, just kidding. But no, he was just, you know, she was kind of opening up to him, telling him, like, what's been going on with her dad and stuff, and he's like, well, you know, if you ever need someone to talk to, or you need to talk to Phil.
He said, it was more like, I could be your Dr. Phil, or I could be your Dr. Phil.
I can be your Dr. Phil.
Okay. Oh, God.
I knew Romeo had a little crush on Christina. When Christina was in studio, I said, girl, this man is going after you. She tried, no, I don't think so. He ain't like Christina. He's going after you. No, no. I told you. Yes.
See, you knew. Right. No, but
she was looking like a little Beyonce.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's kind of hard for me to focus. Whatnot, I'm feeling the song, but, you know, she a little Beyonce. And I'm drinking love right now. Like,
exact words, exact lines. Can we do this, like, a side-by-side interview with him? Like,
and also, I remember, like, when they were filming the video, he's like, you can be my queen.
Queen. And then she was like, oh, I'm gonna get up. He's like, nah, you the princess.
Got
you. And it's clear that he's, I mean, feeling indifferent because he finally sits down with Angela.
Ooh, this was so awkward.
Weird. Man, pretty awkward. It was just like, damn, I didn't expect this at all. I mean, I thought it was going to be like a heart to heart and they were going to be, but
it was not a heart to heart. It was just like, Angela, you're saying too much. Let him talk a little bit because, oh my God, this is going down the drain.
Did you ever think you were
going
to be with me? And he's like, whoa, I think he was playing, though. It's like, he's been flirting with her.
No, he has been.
Throwing all these, like, little, like, catchphrases that he would want to do. I wonder what our kids would look like.
Right.
And this whole time, you trying to say that, we was just friends.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I really do feel her. Like, I would have been kind of irritated as well.
And I'm glad she spoke up. Like, it's an honest question. I understand why she would ask something like that from what we've seen. So, yeah,
I'm in the middle. I wish she would
felt
just
very awkward.
Yeah, I wish she would have just talked a little less, like
yeah,
like, and like, let him marinate on it a little bit.
also, I wish he didn't, like, approach it that way, because, like, and say, like, what are you talking about? We've just been friends. Like, no, let's play it back real quick. Right,
let's go back to the Skype call, because clearly, y'all not friends. Right. Me and my homies, if I don't be Skyping my homie, if it's not that, maybe 2 minutes, and he ain't got his shirt off, so.
In bed,
playing,
by the way.
Right, you playing, and he's not like, come down here, or, you know, trying to get serious, like, maybe you should come move to L.A.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, he want to be single. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's...
Uh-huh. Why do you guys think he tiptoed around that topic? Like, why didn't he just say something more straightforward? Like, every time she asked him something, he just tiptoe. A lot of dancing.
Why? Because he doesn't want to be, like, that dude, I think. Like, he has to be Romeo, you know what I mean?
He has to sell the dream. He's got to be single.
He's like, because at this point, you know, I'm just trying to be single. Right. He's like, you know, I don't know if it's his dad getting his ear about focusing, and he just think that, like, if he get in a relationship, he's not going to be able to focus. But it's like, you and I are both really busy. Like, if we want to make this work, we could make it work. Like,
exactly.
Obviously, he's not trying to work on that, because he was just like,
no, hard no.
No. Like,
it was a hard no. Yeah.
No. Like, she flipped out.
Yeah. But he flipped out too, because he was like, I don't want to throw this glass. But he straight up threw the glass.
And I really thought she was going to cry. Like, I thought she was going to cry earlier in the show. But at this point, I was like, oh my God, I feel how awkward this is. And then she's like, playing with her hair and looking in the mirror, and I'm like, oh God.
That's why I was just like, oh my God,
I want to get out for you.
Right. Why'd you keep on talking and just, you know, oh my God, like, this is just stop it. And then all of a sudden he gets pissed. I'm just like, this is why'd you just stop talking?
Right. Yeah, no, maybe she should have left some room, because it was like, maybe she was just saying too much at one time, and he's all thrown off.
He did clear up that whole thing, though, on his Instagram. Like, he threw a glass at the end, and it made it look like, oh, I'm really pissed at her. But he cleared it up earlier this morning and said something about how it was for a producer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got mad at something a producer said on the show. So he wasn't actually throwing the drink out of anger for her.
Oh,
but,
like when he said he was on The Breakfast Club not crying, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it could be true. I don't know. It could be true.
The shade.
Yeah. No shade. No Romeo, no shade, bro.
There's a lot of different, like,
no shade. I'm for that, you know. I'm going for it, too.
Right.
I'm living for that shade.
Wait for that shade. But, no, I mean, next week's episode should be interesting. I mean, we did get to see that Vanessa text the stalker for Angela. And was like, leave me alone.
Oh, by the way, I kept on saying Vanessa the other week, like, over and over again, but I really meant Angela.
Vanessa,
I realized that when I played it back on my Instagram in the video.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess right now is the perfect time to get into predictions for next week.
Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
So, Howard, give me some of your predictions.
Okay, so I predict for the season finale, we're finally going to see Kristenia's dad, James DeBarge.
I hope so.
I hope so, too, because she did say, you know, well, somebody called and said, hey, we found your father. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that's a great heart-to-heart, because they really need that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also predict with Angela and the stalker, I don't know. I don't see, like, an actual guy, like, because we only saw in the clip that they're just running and saying, oh, no, there he is.
How about if it's, like, JoJo, her brother, just playing around, like, gotcha, girl, gotcha!
Exactly. I just see somebody coming out their house, like, y'all, I'm just trying to go to my car. You're parked right next to me. So, I'm iffy on that one.
Ashton Kutcher is going to come out and be like, Punk-tio. No, I totally agree with you on the whole Kristenia thing. I'm hoping we'll get to see a glimpse of her dad. If not actually seeing his face, at least, you know, having the story come to some kind of conclusion.
Right.
Mm. I would have to say, with the whole Romeo thing, I would like to find out who's on the Snow Limit roster, as we said earlier in the show. So hopefully we'll get some answers to that. And TJ wasn't in this episode at all.
No, he wasn't.
Which I just thought of.
just wasn't here the whole season.
But you know what? Like, so, what's it called? Dameson wasn't, like, there for a lot of this. Like, he was in the beginning. He was gone. Oh, TJ filled in.
Yeah. So maybe we'll get a bombshell from TJ. I don't know.
Maybe. That's a good one. Okay. I really got nothing, but okay. I think we are going to see Christania and her dad. I'm really hoping for that, because that'll be, like, the highlight to, like, the end of the story. And, you know, maybe more in the future and whatnot. Angela and Romeo are going to make up, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see it now, you know what I mean? They're going to make up. I still think if there is a season two, they're going to leave it at a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. Where, who knows, they might be together now, we just don't know.
You know? True.
Unless you see Romeo at the club, you know. Again, I haven't seen Angela anywhere.
I've been seeing him at the club. I'm just kidding. I don't go to the club. But no, I think that, you know, they're going to pretty much show everybody, like, what they're doing now. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, it's going to, you know, probably close up, like, a glimpse of what everyone's doing, like, their successes. Like, Boogie, you know, he's got two restaurants.
Yeah.
And he's got Chips Cookies.
We would need to try those.
I think find that, Howard.
Yes. Okay. We'll be on that one.
Please do.
Right. Love me some good cookies.
Come through. Bring them cookies. And he has his own record label as well. See, so he's following under his dad's footsteps with the entrepreneur and just getting it. And we saw that a little bit in the episode with the paparazzi.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Mm.
But no, I just think that it's pretty much going to just highlight more and it's going to show more about what everyone else is doing. It's going to have them all kind of meet up, probably. They're going to celebrate.
It's pretty straightforward. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what we've seen.
Yeah, they're probably going to celebrate and be like, talk about, you know, a lot of stuff that they feel like they're going to be doing or things they've learned from. So you're going to probably see them celebrate for one last time.
The ratings are pretty decent, I heard. So I think, I wonder if there's going to be a second season to it.
I mean, there should be. Yeah. I mean, maybe even highlight different hip-hop kids, but still have Angela and Rome, and they just take in different hip-hop kids under their wing to, like, give them exposure and stuff.
I like that. That's a good idea. That's a really great idea.
Yeah, so that's my prediction for season two.
Oh, look at that.
You're about to be a producer on the show. I see it.
So, I'm so glad that you guys tuned in with us. Make sure that you're always keeping in contact with us. Follow AfterBuzz TV on Instagram and Twitter. Like us. Subscribe to us. Like us on Facebook. And you know what's also for free is iTunes. You can go ahead and download that. And it's nothing to download it. It's fun. It's free. And you get to keep up with us and keep up with your other favorite after shows. But before we head out, I just want to let y'all know that you can tweet me, you can Instagram me, follow me on all those social media networks. I'll promise to post more. What's your name? Where can they follow you at?
Yeah, once again, it's your boy Nino. You can find me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat. Thank you again for the comments, guys. We read those, and we hope you like today's show.
We love reading your comments, so please keep sending them. In the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at DMurph65.
Yep, and like she said, we love reading your comments. Let us know who's on the roster, because I'm getting ready to get on No Limit myself. So let us know.
Hashtag No Limit forever.
Hashtag Howard on No Limit. But you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard the Third. That's Howard the 3RD.
That's a wrap. Hootie hoo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.